Ketchikan Indian Community has been awarded a $1.2 million grant from the Federal Department of Education's Alaska Native Education Program. The three-year grant will fund KIC's new Tribal Scholars Project. Through the project, the tribe will work with the Ketchikan Gateway Borough School District to provide instruction to eligible students with a focus on culture. Camille Booth is KIC's Curriculum and Assessment Director. She says the tribe has been working with the school district since January on ways to improve the success rate for Native students.
Some of the problems with Native Alaskan education is having appropriate cultural atmospheres for them to work in, particularly once they've been challenged by the system, meaning they're hardly having a hard time in school. So then to help move them forward, we're thinking, okay, cultural atmosphere might be more helpful, more family style or more, let's say, informal atmosphere to learn in.
Ketchikan's Native student graduation rate now is approximately 56%. The Native Scholars Program goal is to improve that rate by 15% over 3 years through remedial instruction in core areas, culturally appropriate teaching practices, and behavioral health support. Each year, the Tribal Scholars Program will support 24 high school students. Those students will be taught core classes through the district's Fast Track online program, but at KIC's new training center.
They're going to get curriculum that is focused on their needs, as well as one-on-one instruction, all kinds of elements that might help. And all this is to sort of increase the graduation rate and also just Alaska Native attainment of post-secondary education.
The students still will be able to participate in elective courses and extracurricular activities at Ketchikan High School. According to KIC, the structure of the program allows students to take advantage of classes at the high school while also accessing the culturally relevant, supportive atmosphere of the tribe. Booth says the program's teachers will be Ketchikan School District employees, paid for through KIC's grant and supervised by both entities. The instruction will differ from the Western model in its delivery.
I think that when you break it down to more of a relationship-based, closer, smaller group instruction, then you have a chance of reaching all these kids on their level. And I think in the Native community, it's one of the ways that we learn differently, is we learn from family members one-on-one. It's a more relational type of learning as opposed to teachers in front of the classroom.
In addition, Booth says the atmosphere at KIC's Education Center will provide a focus on Native culture. The program also will stress verbal skills, which she says can be challenging for struggling Native students. Students chosen for the Native Scholars Program can stay with it through graduation or can transition back to the high school full-time. Booth says that if the 24 students who otherwise might have dropped out are able to graduate, the program will have achieved its goal of boosting Ketchikan's Native graduation rate by 15%. The new program is expected to start in January. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.